Big Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. It was almost 11 o'clock last night when Nettie, Ruth's young brother, appeared at her house and told her that he and Hope were through. It was even later when Hope came after him, mysteriously subdued and apologetic. And it was almost 12 when the young couple left and Ruth finally got to bed. So it's no wonder that she's just a little tired this morning as she walks to Dr. Carville's office. She's just crossing the main street when...
Ruth! Oh, Ruth!
Oh, Hope! Hello. You're out early this morning, aren't you?
No, not terribly. And, well, I'm really not out. We didn't have any coffee in the house, and I was just going down to get some. You know how Nettie is. He's just got to have his coffee when he wakes up.
Is he still sleeping?
Yes, at least he was when I left. Poor Nettie. He was all worn out from what happened last night.
Yes, I imagine he was. Did anything happen after you got home?
Why, no, Ruth. I mean, well, what could happen? We said everything there was to say right there at your house. I apologized, and I told him if he wasn't interested in the garage, it was all right with me, and... Well, that was that.
Oh, I'm glad, Hope, that you didn't do any more talking about it. I mean, somehow when you go beyond a certain point, try and discuss something when you're overtired, well, it does more harm than good.
Oh, sure. Anyway, I'm dropping the whole thing. If Nettie is scared of the responsibility of running a business of his own, well, I'm certainly not going to force him.
Now, that isn't quite the reason he hesitated, is it, Hope?
Huh? Oh, you mean Frank. I didn't think there was anything wrong in letting his own uncle help him. After all, it was a business proposition. And Nettie himself said he would have taken the money from a bank. But if my husband doesn't want it, well, it's okay with me. Ruth, have you heard anything from John?
Why, no, Hope. Not since I came back from New York, but then I didn't expect to.
These men. Gee, now I know what they mean when they say it's the woman who pays.
Do you really think we do, Hope? That it's harder on us than it is on them?
Well, sure it is. When you come right down to it, it's a man's world. What do we want out of marriage? Just security for our husbands to get ahead. And what happens when we try to do something about it? What happened to you with John and me with Nettie? You get a swift kick in the teeth.
I'm afraid that's not a very good parallel.
Well, I know, Ruth. That's not the reason John left you, I mean. Well, I'm just going to try to be as brave and understanding about Nettie as you were with John. From now on, I'm going to see that he just doesn't have anything to worry about.
Oh, Hope, that's awfully good to hear. Well...
Yeah, and I've got to be running along, too, if I want to be back by the time Nettie gets up. We'll be seeing you, Ruth, very soon.
Right, Hope. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ruth continues on her way to the office, still a little puzzled by the change that has come over Hope.
Ruth, is that you?
Why, yes, Dr. Carville.
Could you come in here for a minute?
Of course. You're down early this morning, aren't you, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose I am.
Anything the matter?
No, nothing special. It's just that I haven't been sleeping too well lately.
Still no word from Diane?
Well, not that I really expected any.
Well, just the same, you'd think that she'd have sent you a wire or at least a postcard telling you that she'd arrived safely.
You don't count on anything of that sort with Diane. The thing I don't like is not knowing where she is, or where she can be reached, or what she's doing. It gives me the feeling that she's really dropped out of my life.
I can imagine. About John?
About John?
She went to New York to see him. He'd know where to reach her.
Yes, Ruth. And as a matter of fact, I put in a call for him a little while ago.
To John?
Yes. Oh, I'll take it. Hello? Hello, John. How are you?
Dr. Carville. Pretty good, thanks. They just told me it was a call from Glen Falls. They didn't say who.
Disappointed?
Why, no. No, I'm always happy to talk to you, Dr. Carver. You know that? Is anything the matter?
Oh, no, John. It's just that, well, I've been a little concerned about Diane. Haven't heard from her since she left here.
Oh, I see.
Have you seen her?
Yes, just once, right after she got here.
Oh, good. Well, how can I get in touch with her? Do you know?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I don't know where she's staying, but, well, I have a feeling that I'll be seeing her again soon. When I do, I'll tell her to call you.
Oh, fine, John. Thank you. Why, yes, John. As a matter of fact, Ruth's right here. Do you want to talk to her?
No, Dr. Cobb, I don't think so. That is, I don't really have anything to say.
Oh, all right, John. Well, thanks again. Goodbye.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. It's late that same afternoon now, and Ruth is on her way to the corner to mail some letters when she sees a familiar figure coming toward her.
Nettie? Oh, Nettie.
Hello, Ruth. I was hoping I'd bump into you. That's why I came this way, past the office.
Oh, I'm awfully glad you did, Nettie. Are you on your way to work?
Yeah. I got a couple of minutes, though.
Oh, good. You can walk me to the corner. I've got some office mail to get out.
Okay.
Sleep well last night?
What? Oh, yes. Better than I have in quite a while, Ruth.
I'm glad, Nettie. I saw Hope this morning.
I know. She told me. She, well, it was pretty swell. When I got up, she had breakfast all ready with some coffee cake and donuts and stuff and... Ruth, why does it always have to be like this? Why do you always have to go through a ringer, feel like you want to die before things work out?
I'm afraid that that's just the way things are, Nettie. In a marriage, anyway.
I guess so, Ruth.
You sound a little worried, Nettie. Has anything happened since last night that...
No, Ruth. Not as far as Hope and me are concerned, anyway. It's just, I heard something a little while ago that had me a little bothered.
What's that, Nettie?
Well, that garage over at Somerville. Mm-hmm. The one that she wanted me to buy and that we had all this trouble over. It sold.
Oh, and you're wondering what she'll say when she hears that.
Yeah. She was kind of counting on it quite a lot. Said it was our big chance to get someplace.
But what about the thing she said last night, Nettie? That you were the man of the family, and that if you felt that buying the garage wasn't a good idea, she was willing to abide by your decision.
What about it?
Do you think she meant it?
Well, sure she did. Well, didn't she come all the way over to your house to apologize? And do it right in front of you?
Well, then I don't see what you have to worry about. As a matter of fact, the way she takes the news will be proof of the fact that she did mean everything she said.
Hope. Hello.
Nettie, gee, you're home early tonight.
Oh, just a couple of minutes. I got a lift. You shouldn't have waited up for me. Not after we were up till all hours last night.
Why not? Don't you like me to?
Are you kidding? You don't know what it does to me, how it makes me feel.
Oh, then I'm glad, Nettie. And that's why I do it. After all, I'm your wife. Are you hungry?
Oh, no, Hope, not terribly. Why?
Well, there's some of that coffee cake left and some milk. I could get it for you.
Thanks, Hope. Maybe later. Oh, it is so wonderful. I can hardly believe it.
Believe what, Nettie?
This, the way we are now, after all the fighting we were doing, and then last night...
I don't think we should talk about that. That's finished.
Sure. And it's never going to happen again, ever, with either one of us. Losing our temper and yelling the way we did. The thing is, honey, did you mean the things that you said over at Ruth's about the garage?
How can you even ask that? Of course I meant it.
I'm glad.
Why?
Oh, I had a couple of minutes late this afternoon, and I was kind of curious, so I called Mr. Brooks over at Somerville. Just to see how he was feeling.
And?
He was feeling just about the same. But, he told me that the garage was sold.
Oh, really? Who to?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Oh. Well, in a way, that's good, isn't it?
Good?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, all the trouble we've been having was over that darned old garage. And now that we know it's gone and there's nothing we can do about it, well, we don't ever have to talk about it or think about it again.
Do you mean that, Hope? Honest, you're not upset?
Do I look upset?
No, you don't. You look wonderful. Just wonderful. And I love you like... Oh, gee, Hope.
Reaching out eagerly, Nettie puts his arms around Hope, pulls her close to him. Slowly, Hope lets her head sink down onto his shoulder, rest there lightly, while she smiles with cool detachment. Now, a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.